Winning Today with Rhonda Vincent, the reigning queen of bluegrasses, is week six in a series of interviews with Rhonda leading up to her performance at Knoxville Performing Arts Center in Knoxville, Iowa on April 1st. Brought to you by the Bluegrass Music Association of Iowa. Showtime is 7:30 p.m. You can buy your tickets online at iowabluegrassmusic.com. Rhonda, I want to catch up today with you and talk about your duo album with Gene Watson called Your Money and My Good Looks. Tell me about working with Gene Watson. What's that like?
Oh, he's one of the greatest country singers that there is. Love working with Gene. We got to sail with him on the Country's Family Cruise. So we have a whole lot of fun. In fact, there's a video, I don't know if you saw it on Facebook. They did a tribute on the cruise to all of the people who had been on Country's Family Reunion who have passed, and they asked us all to pick a song. I chose a Skeeter Davis song, Don't They Know It's the End of the World. And so I'm in the rehearsal, and Gene comes up. Now, Gene's not a guy who ever does this. So I come off stage, and he runs over. He goes, Rhonda, he said, now that last verse, he said, she talked the first two lines. And he goes into these wonderful gestures and talking part, and we got that on video, and it was hilarious. It was so out of character for him, because I've never known him to do that, but it was so nice and helpful. And so when we got on the show, I did exactly as he said. He lined it all out for me. So,
and your reaction to him doing that, you could tell you were just completely surprised, and he's there giving you a schooling.
I have never seen him do anything like that.
Gosh.
It's crazy. It was awesome. Gene Watson giving me performance tips. I think that's great. He's been doing it about as long as anybody. We are great friends. Got to see him a couple weeks ago here in Nashville. He had standing room only. So it's always, and Randy Travis was sitting on the very front row. And Richard Petty, he had a who's who in the audience that night. So it was so much fun to get to sing with him and to, in this setting, to see just so many celebrities there that night.
Now, on this release, Your Money and My Good Looks, the last cut is an instrumental, and it's award-winning, and it is your composition. It is called The Ashes of Mount Augustine. Can you talk about your inspiration for that composition, that instrumental?
Well, we were in Alaska, and as we're up there, we flew in, and we did our show, and all of a sudden, the flights were canceled because there was a volcano in whatever the, I've got my cities. I don't remember which city we went into. So we're going, we can't go. People are offering to drive us. It's in January. And it's like, they said if we took a car, other people were saying, do not let someone drive you over there. Said you're going to risk your life if you drive in these temperatures, because it was well below zero. And so we woke up the next morning, and they opened up the airport, and we flew into where this volcano, and I'm looking up in the air, and it looks like it's snowing, but it's black. And I said, look, it's snowing. And a man yelled to me and said, no, that's not snow. That's ashes of Mount Augustine. It's like, oh, and I was just writing that instrumental. So I named it after our trip. And it had been, I think, 20 years since that volcano had erupted. So it was just a significant time getting to go to Alaska, my first time, and so named that instrumental after that. And then it was kind of an impromptu thing. We were in the session, and I said, hey, it would be, because we had these incredible musicians there, but it was like they were backing us up, and they didn't really get a chance to play. And I said, let's let these musicians play. And we did the instrumental. But thank you for pointing that out and noticing that instrumental. Very exciting. And I've been in the studio, and, you know, I am so lucky. I get to sing with some of the greatest men in country music. I'm working on an all-duet project with Daryl Singletary right now. So from Gene Watson to Daryl Singletary, and hopefully Gene and I are going to do another duet project too sometime.
I'm so excited about your release with Daryl Singletary. Let me tell you why.
Oh, my God.
I have.
Wait till you hear this.
Oh my gosh! Give me a sneak peek. Just tell me a couple of the cuts. Which two cuts? Just tell
me. There's some classics, but there's some new ones also. Our like centerpiece, the song that has become like you hope that you find the song that's your song that I think we have found, and that's the last duet that George and Tammy did called One. Uh-huh. That is the song. So very excited.
Thank you, Rhonda. We will look forward to that. All right, next week we'll catch up again with Rhonda Vincent leading up to her performance at Knoxville Performing Arts Center in Knoxville, Iowa. That is on April 1st. The Bluegrass Music Association of Iowa presents Rhonda Vincent and The Rage. Buy your tickets now online at iowabluegrassmusic.com and be sure to set your dial to 96.7 and tune in next week for more.